Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
My next guest is Pete Tentler of Liberty Home Equity Solutions. Pete was a guest on the show a few weeks ago, and you can find information about his background on the index files at exitcoachradio.com. Pete, welcome to the lightning round.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for being here.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks for joining us. Please let our listeners know what you do and who your target client is.
My company is Liberty Home Equity Solutions, and Liberty works exclusively with reverse mortgage borrowers. I've been in the lending industry for over 25 years, and our company does reverse mortgages for the boomer generation.
And how old do you have to be to take out a reverse equity mortgage?
The borrowers need to be at least 62 years or older.
Okay.
That's the minimum. So everybody that's on title has to be 62 years or older.
62 or older, and then they can talk to someone like you about tapping into that equity and turning it into an income stream, right?
That's exactly right.
What trends are happening in your industry right now, Pete?
We're getting a lot of new applicants these days, Bill, and that's mostly because borrowers are looking at this as a great avenue for retirement additional cash flow. We're seeing more business these days while rates are still low. So when it comes to qualifying for the loan, the decision is based on the borrower's age, the value of the home, and the interest rate. Obviously, the older they are and the more the home is worth, the more line of credit they get. But when rates start to tick up, they're going to see less money coming to them. So people are starting that line of credit today, even though they may not be borrowing anything. They have that line of credit today because now it's maxed out.
So another reason to act while interest rates are low on something. What's the minimum equity loan that a company like yours would entertain?
Most of the time they're looking for lines of credit as opposed to the lump sum.
Oh, okay.
Another thing is that this way that they have that line of credit available to them, even though they don't borrow anything today, that money may be available to them tomorrow, next week, 10 years from now, for as long as they live in the home. And that line of credit never goes away. It's really, probably one of the more safer mortgage loans there are out there when it comes to a line of credit because we're not going to call the loan.
Do they lock in the rate?
The line of credit is going to be an adjustable rate mortgage.
Okay. All right.
But it is capped out, and so it's really not anything they need to worry about because there's no mortgage payments ever required on a reverse mortgage.
That's good. I thought it was going to be too good to be true for a second there, Pete. Hey, what's a minimum amount if someone has an equity amount and they're going, well, I don't know if I should call or not. I only have X amount. What do you entertain as far as minimums are concerned?
Well, there's no minimum draw that we require. They just need to be, they need to have enough equity in the property to do the loan. So, for example, if they have a home that's worth $500,000 and they're 62 years old and they owe $300,000 on the loan, they're probably not going to qualify. There's just not enough equity.
Is it more about loan to value or actual equity dollar amount?
A little bit of both. So the loan to value is going to be based on the borrower's age. So the older they are, greater the loan to value. So, of course, and then equity has a play in it as well.
So the bottom line is there's kind of a grid put together, and as long as they're 62 or older, they should call and ask if they're curious, and then you can kind of walk them through the grid and say, well, this is not going to work for you, or it would work, and here's potentially what the terms are. Let's take it to the next level, right?
Yeah, they can always call. We're always happy to take a call and see if this is a right fit for them or not.
No, Pete, what should our listeners know about planning in your area? Like tips or ideas?
Yeah, when you're calling in about a reverse mortgage, I mean, let's face it, these folks are getting inundated with advertisements, television ads and radio ads and mailers. So it's hard to choose, you know, which one is the right one. It's be careful to make sure that you're dealing with a trusted lending source, okay? There are some mortgage broker companies, some, I'm not saying all of them, some mortgage brokers encourage borrowers to draw all of the money at funding. That's because that's how the broker gets paid, is on the funding. With a company like Liberty, we're more concerned about giving the borrower what's best for them. So regardless of what the client chooses, which program they choose, or how much money they draw or not, we, the loan advisor, are compensated the same. So I have a client that in East County recently took out a line of credit of about $275,000. They drew nothing. But they did this to get the rate, get it while the rates are low,
mm-hmm.
and they have that all taken care of. Now, they had told me that they spoke with another mortgage broker, but the mortgage broker said they have to do it, but they have to draw at least $200,000.
Oh, because the broker only gets paid when the check gets written to the individual,
correct?
Right? Okay.
Correct. So fortunately, what this borrower did, they called their financial planner, and their financial planner said, "You better speak to Pete and see what he advises."
Okay, so besides someone saying you have to draw from something like this, is there any other situation from whence you should run? In other words, if there's a specific type of a feature and you hear, okay, well, that's bad, I don't want to do that. Is there anything else out there that's getting a bad rap?
No, that we used to have a bad rap in this industry years ago, but with the FHA really stepping in and requiring HUD counseling, that's worked out a lot.
Well, and a lot of more people are getting to that age 62. They're turning age 65 every 8 to 10 seconds, so they must be turning age 62 about the same rate. So a lot of people are getting to that point and saying, you know, I've got some of the pieces of the puzzle put together, but there's something missing, and I need to turn, maybe I need to turn my equity into income. And that's,
correct.
And they can find out from you just by calling you if it makes sense or not. How do they get in touch with you, Pete?
Real easy. My phone number is area code 858-999-1776, and that's my mobile phone number. So that's always with me no matter where I go.
Give it to us one more time.
858-999-1776.
Fantastic. Pete, thanks for the update. Thanks for getting in touch, and we'll look forward to another update from you in a few weeks or so. We'll give you a shout.
Hey, Bill, always a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for joining us. I've been talking with Peter Tentler from Liberty Home Equity Solutions, and we're going to take a short break. But first, I just wanted to point out this is our lightning round, and we have one more guest. So please stay tuned and hang in there with us.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.